The blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. It's through His blood that we are saved and that we can receive the glorious presence of God Almighty. Amen. Amen. That right there is enough for us. You know, the fact that Jesus died for us, His sacrifice. And we do have the Bible, miraculously have this Bible that explains it all to us. Now, if somebody doesn't have a Bible, they can just as easily find the Savior. And it's common sense, and it's God's put eternity in every man's heart, so every man does know there's an eternity. And He's given every man a measure of faith. And I want to look into scriptures that back up the fact that every man knows that there's a God. But this is Wondering Reality, and I want to just share something about the blood of Jesus Christ. This topic is so important, and we should hold it in high reverence. The topic of the blood of Jesus. Amen. But I want to present it a kind of a different angle. Based on God's deep, deep truth when He says the life of the flesh is in the blood. The life of the flesh is in the blood. That's in the Old Testament. And we know that now with modern science and all that. And even if somebody 1,000 years ago would realize, they didn't have to have science tell them, when they, accidentally get a cut or something and they see their blood, that blood and the blood of animals, we all know that we even learn as a child, when someone starts losing blood, that's when they will die. That's right there. That is the truth, part of the truth. The life of the flesh is in the blood. Now, why is that? And here's what I want to present. When God created the first human, Adam, He took the dust of the ground and formed man, and He breathed the breath of life into that dust. The Holy Spirit gave Adam life, and the blood started flowing. And so that blood is really from God Almighty. Amen. Amen. In fact, the blood of every person and the blood of that person and every animal that He created, that blood comes from heaven. This is a way to look at it. I just want us to think about this. That blood comes from heaven, from God Almighty. It's holy. It's perfect. It's sacred. And so Adam was the first human, and now there's been more than 100 billion humans, all from that one person, and their blood is been passed on, and so every person's blood is from heaven. When Jesus Christ was born and came into the earth, that blood is from heaven, and when He shed His blood, that blood, of course, that blood was taken to heaven and was And also, another way to look at it, think of all the sacrifices, all the animals that have been killed. That blood is actually from heaven. It's glorious. It's holy. It's perfect. It's from God. Our flesh might be from dust, but the blood is from heaven. And so when Jesus shed His blood, that blood was shed. It was, covers. Still not getting to the deep, deep truth here, but because we never will for all of eternity. But, they overcame Him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. It's the blood that gives us the victory. And remember, the blood was just poured on that holy, on the Ark of the Covenant, just poured over, covering. When we're under the blood, God sees His perfect glory. And not our old nature. Amen. Glory to God forever.